from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, though, enlightened one thing that has been very true this season, which is weird, and now I've decided this can be this person's trajectory. MJ Melendez has not had a good year. No one can argue that. It's been frustrating. It hasn't been statistically what it needs to be. All of those things. He has come up with as many big hits as almost any player outside of Bobby Witt Jr. this year. It seems like when they desperately just need one, they need someone to just run into a home run, get a massive hit, show up at the correct opportune moment. It is MJ Melendez. Why can't he just be Mike Moustakas? Why can't he just have that career trajectory? Which is, you put him in important games, he has a couple of huge moments in important games, or hell, one great postseason run, which is all Mike Moustakas had, they put him right back in the lineup the following year, and then he was 7 or 8 years as a really solid big league player. I think the super, like the star part of it are really good. That's maybe out, but he could be just a good baseball player like Mike Moustakas was and stick around the league. It seems like right now, based on just like timely hits, that might be his trajectory.
Well, he's definitely come up with the timely hits this year. I mean, that has been the story of his season. And I think you actually have to give credit to the player for that. It's challenging when you're not in the lineup and then you're sitting on the bench all game to come up and on the first pitch, right? I think it was the first pitch of the at-bat, if not the second, against the Tigers over the weekend. For him to go ahead and be that ready to go, like that does take some focus and ability to be able to have that kind of strength. We saw it play out a couple times this year in the last month or two in his ability. And that's what's beautiful about the postseason, though. If you get in the dance, you can change the narrative around your entire career for, you know, good or bad. But that's the ability that you have. If you get in the dance, it allows other opportunities for people to kind of shape, unfortunately, the narrative, or fortunately, maybe in his case, around you and parlay you into the, frankly, the rest of your career. That's how special the postseason can be. And that's why it looks like the Royals are going to have that opportunity to get there. And the go ahead home run yesterday about MJ Melendez was as clutch as it gets.
Yeah, they had lost. The game was over. There were two outs. I mean, that's like the stuff that when you're a little kid, you like pretend in the backyard, you're like, two outs, bottom of the ninth, trail by two runners on. You're the winning. I mean, bottom of the ninth is the only thing that was missing. It was top of the ninth, but the vibe's the same. You go out there and you hit the game winning home run. We actually played the wiffle ball for the Coding Gold garage sale.
Did you hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth?
I did not. I hit one home run. The actual clutch player was my brother. In the first game we played against the Sled family, very nice group who donated.
Yeah, Britt.
In the first game, Taps, we had to mix up the Taft family dominated game one. We scored 30 runs, but that was because
30
in a 7-inning game. But here's what happened. Three consecutive times, the very first three at bats for my brother, he came up with the bases loaded all three times and hit a grand slam all three times. So that made it seem like maybe we were being a little unfair.
He's the
he was always the best baseball player. He was always the best hitter. There's just, that's never been a question. On the first play defensively, my new brother-in-law completely railroaded my son and just ruined his day. So it was an interesting start to the trip, you know? It was fine. He got over it. He gave him a dollar as an effort to buy his forgiveness. It seemed to work.
Good luck. Now you have that. Now your son, anytime something happens, doesn't expect you to give him money.
Oh, I'm not kidding. Stuck. So he really, all he wanted to do was hit anyway, but he's in the field for me for the very first inning. Then he never got back in the field again after getting run over.
This was the wiffle ball game for those listening from the Cody and Gold garage sale.
So he was like, I was like, hey, do you want to hit again? You can, you know, like you can take some at bats. And this way he said, okay, I want to hit. He can't watch. Like what? He was just what? Like the guy who ran him over. He can't watch. Look away. Okay. This is about me now. And you're not welcome to be a part of my offense.
So did he turn around?
I think he gave him his piece. Eventually they settled their stuff out. You know it is. He's five. He got run over. He was unhappy about that. And then he came around. I was not the clutch hitter in that. But like MJ's got, I don't know what it is. His numbers on the season stink. I can't even like carve out a section where they don't stink.
Yeah, it's been a very
they stink a
year.
Huge chunk of the year, but like he just seemingly has, he ropes you back in the way, like that's the way Moose would do it. He just like, I see why the Royals, this is it. I see why the Royals and JJ Piccolo haven't given up on him. He is hitting 200 for the year and he has spent 0 seconds in the minor leagues. He's hitting less than 200. He's hitting 195 with a 255 on base percentage. And the Royals have never for even 1 second given up on the man. He has started. They pinch hit for him late every once in a while. He has started. He plays a good majority of the games. He's never been sent down. Last night's game is why. He reels you back in where you're like, I still see it.
Yeah, last night's why. But also, I think in large part, he's been able to stay up because of his defense. And he's been actually a way better outfielder this year when he was able to solely focused in on the outfield, right? When there wasn't any moving around anymore and focused his left field is much, much better than it ever has been in his career. And those type of at-bats, though, the pinch hit at-bat, that's the kind of stuff, though, that allows you to have the special runs. I'll keep saying it in October, you know, in the postseason. That's where one of the
playoff teams win those games.
Paul DeJong, you know, that's another player that I know he's in the lineup at times too, but if he's coming off the bench and you've got some power off the bench, that's one thing that, you know, if we look at the trade deadline and other areas where they've upgraded versus having only Frazier or only Hampson, even though those two individuals yesterday came up with some key at bats. But you need to have the ability for that off the bench. And you have, if Melendez in that scenario is coming off the bench, you have two guys now that have home run potential off the bench. That's not something they had a couple weeks ago.
No.
Certainly not two of them.
That's literally all you want off the bench in a bench bat. You just want the ability to accidentally run into one. He's got as many home runs as anyone else on the Royals team, essentially, and he's now a part-time player. So when you play twice a week in the starting lineup and when we ask you to bat in the eighth, we're really only asking you to do one thing. Do you mind? Just real quick, slug it over that fence there. Or strike out, stay out of the harm's way, but just the three true outcomes is really what we're looking for here. Walk, homer, put it over the fence. We're not asking you to give us high quality at bats every time. We're just asking you to knock it out of the park, which is fine and puts a lot less pressure in a weird way on them because like it's a single role. It's an easier role. I've been happy for MJ that he's come up with these big hits because they needed that one yesterday. The different feeling of 2.5 games up before Boston comes to the town versus a game and a half up and blow it on set. Like the whole energy changes coming in to talk about the Royals today because of that home run from MJ Melendez. Because every little game seems like it's a massive swing right now.
If you would have had the Saturday night mess coupled with just not having
five
any offense.
Five hits and no runs, yeah.
It would be a completely different vibe in the feeling. Instead, you're feeling good heading in, as you said, to this big-time series against the Red Sox. And a chance to distance yourself even more from Boston and keep the pressure on. I think that's where you're at now with Cleveland. Like, can you keep the pressure on the Guardians? Make them look over their shoulder, not let them
relax.
At least
every once in a while, yeah.
And that's the hope. Heading into ultimately later on this month when you play the Cleveland Guardians.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.